I greet you all in the wonderful name of Jesus. It's wonderful for me to be here. I believe that you're going to be blessed by the word of God. Let us just pray together. Father, I want to thank you that we can be here together. I thank you for the Holy Spirit that is here to convict people of what Jesus Christ has done for them. Thank you, my God, that I'm not here to bring a message of condemnation, but the message that you brought salvation unto all the world so that people can believe what you have done and mix what you've done with their faith so they can enter in and receive into their physical bodies today the full manifestation of what you have done upon the cross for all of men. I thank you, my God, that you speak through me. Holy Spirit, that you touch the lives of people here, that you heal the sick in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, before I start with my message, I would like all of you just to turn around and give a wave at the camera there. Just turn around. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to greet everybody that watches us from wherever you are in the world. Sharing with us in this awesome crusade. Amen. 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 Right, you can have a look at me. My brother, I just want to read a scripture. We forgot to put the pulpit up. Okay. So I'm going to just use it over here. Well, let me not do that. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that speaks of three things that went lost. I want you to listen to me. I want the kids to be quiet. Please. I'm only going to preach for 20 minutes. Amen.
Amen.
And I want you to grab every bit of it. You know, years ago, I preached in Zambia. And there was many sick people that came to that crusade. The Lord said to me, call the lady that is deaf. And I called the lady that was deaf. And they brought the lady that everybody knew. She could not hear. And then God came and He opened her ears. And the opening of her ears was the sign of what God has done upon the cross for all of those people. In the same way, many people came to this crusade tonight. You've got sickness in your bodies. I've got good news for you. There is absolute salvation for you. It's all available in Jesus Christ. God is not going to decide if He would heal you. The decision to heal you has been made 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, whenever God says He has done something for you in Jesus Christ, you know what it means. It means the following. You don't have to do anything special to receive it from God.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is your representative. When God looks at Jesus and He sees that Jesus is holy, that's how He sees man. Inside Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So I've got good news for everybody that is sick.
Amen.
Amen. I've got good news for all of you. Jesus Christ has already brought healing for all the sick here. Maybe you came here with sugar diabetes. Maybe you came here with a sore back or hip problems or knee problems, and you are really struggling. You go to the clinic and the clinic cannot help you, and you've got a lot of pain. There's healing for you already provided by Jesus Christ. You see, the thing about the gospel is this: before anything can manifest in your life, you must believe that you have already received it in Christ years ago. That is it. And that sets us free from trying to have a big faith. That sets us free from thinking that God cannot heal us. He has already brought healing for all the world 2,000 years ago. You don't have to twist the arm of God to heal you from your sickness. Amen. Now, before I get to healing of the body, I want to speak of something more important than that. And that is what Jesus Christ has done concerning your righteousness. There's a story in the Bible of a man that had a lot of sheep. And then one of the sheep went lost. And then he went looking for that sheep. He went looking for the sheep because he was longing to have that sheep, for it was his own possession. It belonged to him. Amen. If you've got a child and your child gets lost, what will you do? You are not going to say, especially if the child is small, you're going to look for your child. For you are worried about your child. Even if that child is naughty, he steals the sugar, you are not going to say, he's a sugar thief, I'm not going to look for him. No, it is your child. Amen.
Amen.
He looks like you. He comes from your womb. Or he is from your seed. And that is why you love him. You don't love him because he does good things. You love him because he's born from you. Hallelujah.
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 If he gets lost, you will leave your kids at home. And you will go and look for that one until you find it. And what will drive you is your love for your child. To go and find your child. Amen.
Amen.
Now I've got good news for you. That God has been looking for you, but he has found you in Jesus Christ. So that whosoever of you can believe that God places value on you, that you can believe that the promise that he made to Abraham has been fulfilled in Christ. If you believe that God loves you so much, you discover something wonderful. You will discover the life of God for you. You'll discover salvation, which has come 2,000 years ago. And in one day, you will experience that salvation that has come for you. You know, the difference between Jesus Christ and any other God is one thing. There's one difference between Jesus and Allah. There's one difference between Jesus and Buddha. Jesus is not sin conscious. You say, ah?
Ah?
I thought Jesus only looks at my sins. No. The Bible says when Jesus was baptized, look at the Lamb of God, which is Jesus, who takes away the sin of the whole world. I want to say it again. 2,000 years ago, there was a man walking on the earth. His name is Jesus. When he went to the river to be baptized by his nephew, when he saw him, he said these words. He said, look at Jesus. He is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the whole world. Isn't that good news? So I want to declare unto all of you today here that all your sins are already forgiven in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
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 God was looking for you when you got lost, and He found you in Jesus Christ, so that whosoever believes can experience what God has done in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, in that story, the Bible says that the man will leave the 99 and he will go and look to find the one that was lost. And when he takes the one, he puts him on his shoulders. When he puts him on his shoulders, he carries him home. And then he calls his neighbors. And he says, rejoice with me, for my sheep was lost, but now he's found. Amen.
Amen.
Because do you know why he rejoices? Because he loves that sheep. Do you know why God rejoices when you believe on what Jesus done for you? Because then he sees his life manifest in your life. That it can go well with you. That you can live in the reality of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Now when God picks up, when the man picks up the sheep, he's not angry with the sheep. Kicking the sheep. Saying, man, you know, I've been looking for you for 2 days. Then he gets on top of the sheep. He said, you know, I'm very tired now. You are going to carry me home. No. He doesn't do that. Do you know why he doesn't do that? Because he knows the sheep doesn't have the ability to carry him. You know, when God finds you in Jesus Christ, he doesn't come and give you 20 rules on how to be holy before God. He's given you one rule, and that is Jesus, that washed away your sins, that came to bring righteousness for you, free from your works. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know Jesus is merciful? He's merciful to our unrighteousness. And He does not impute our trespasses to us. Maybe you have found that when you listen to the radio, you listen to a preacher there, and he's imputing your trespasses on you. You feel guilty when you listen to the radio, when you hear the preacher there. You hear, oh, I am full of sin. I must stop smoking. I must stop drinking. I must stop all these bad things. And if I can stop all my sin, then God will allow me to come to Him. That is a lie. That is a lie. It's not the truth. You know, in the Bible, in Luke 15, verse 1, you can go and see that the sinners love to go to Jesus. Do you know why the sinners love to go to Jesus? Because he was not condemning them for their sin. He was telling them how valuable they are. Amen. Do you know how valuable you are to God? You are very valuable. You know, if you go to the shop and you are very thirsty, you go to the fridge, you see a Coca-Cola. You think, I want that Coca-Cola. It's very hot today. I want to buy that Coca-Cola. And the Coca-Cola in the fridge, it is calling to you. It says, oh, I want you. I desire you. Then you tell the Coca-Cola, don't worry, I will deliver you from this fridge. I'm going to deliver you from the fridge. Then you look at the price there. See, the price is 7 rand. For one Coke. Now you think, will I pay the 7 rand for the Coke? Is the 7 rand worth that Coke? You think of how hot it is. You think of how that Coke will please you. You look at the desire of the Coke to be with you. You say, it's worth 7 rand. You take it out of the fridge. You pay the 7 rand. Because that Coke is worth 7 rand. You know, something is worth whatever you want to pay for it. This microphone. What do you think is it worth? It is worth whatsoever people want to pay for it. You know, if the people who made the microphone says this microphone is worth 10,000 rand. But people are not willing to pay 10,000. Then the worth will change until they find what people are willing to pay. Amen.
Amen.
Now God was in heaven. And I want to tell you a beautiful story to explain to you what God has done in Jesus. And everybody was standing before God. And all of God's people came before God. And the devil was there. And the angels, they were there. Everybody was there. And there was a stage like this. And everybody came over that stage to see what is the value of that person, to sell that person to whosoever has got the most money. You know, and then they brought me up. And then there was a list to see what type of person I am. And that list says, he's a sinner. He does things wrong. He's a liar. In his future, he will do many things wrong. He can even murder somebody. He's a bad person. He's not faithful. He will cheat his boss at the job. He can even go around with many women. Who wants to pay for him? And there was a great quiet. Because everybody looked at him, saying he's worthless. But then God stood up and he said, I will pay with the blood of my son, for he is worthy of my son, for I made him. Hallelujah. And then all of heaven was quiet, for nobody could pay a higher price, for the price that I was worth was paid for me, and that price was Jesus Christ himself. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, you also came past, and God jumped up and said, while you are in your sins, even if you are wrong, I count you having the same value as my son Jesus. For I am willing to give my son for you. Therefore I want to declare to you and hermanas today, by the blood of Jesus, all of your sins are forgiven. You are valuable to God. Maybe you are living in a tin shack. Don't let that tin shack lie to you. That tin shack tells you that you don't have the same worth as the person living in a big house. That is a lie. You are not where you stay. You are what God was willing to pay. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
If you don't have a job today, you are not worthless to God. Even if you walk with HIV AIDS today, you are not worthless to God. You've got the same worth as Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And God has come to set you free from everything that's kept you in bondage, from knowing what Jesus Christ has done for you. When God looks at you, he said, this is my prized possession. Amen. You know, I want to say this to you. If you sell everything you have and you take all that you have and you buy one Coca-Cola with all that money, all that you have is one Coke. Amen.
Amen.
If you take everything you have and you sell it and you buy one car with all your money, you will only have that car. You will not have a house. You will not have anything. You only have the car. Because you sold everything to get that car. Amen.
Amen.
You understand? Now there's a story in the Bible that says there was a man walking, and he was walking in a field, and then he saw a box sticking out there, and he fell over the box. He says, what box is this? He says, no, it is a wooden box. Let me dig. He says, oh, it looks like a treasure. Ish. If I take this treasure, they will say I have stolen it. So let me make a plan. They went. He went to see what is the price of the land. And he kept very quiet about that treasure. If he tells somebody, maybe they steal the thing. So they said that land... You can only buy that land if you are willing to sell everything you have. So the man looked at the treasure. He said, it's worth it. Let me sell everything I have. Buy the land. Why? Not because he was worried about the land, but because he was worried about the treasure. So the man sold all the land. The man sold all he had to buy the land, to get the treasure. Do you know what that story resembles? God was walking this earth. Then he fell over a box. He looked, what is in this box? Oh, it's a treasure box. Then he looked into the box. He found you there. Then he said, what can I give to buy the land so I can get this treasure? And he had to sell everything he has. God gave everything he had. His only son, which was worth so much to him, which was God himself. And God gave himself and everything he possessed to get that field, to get you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now I want to say this. All that God has is you. He doesn't have anything else. You are his everything. You are his all in all.
Amen.
I don't care what sin you've committed. God doesn't look at that. For it's been taken away. Maybe for many years you've been afraid of God. Because you think that he will judge you for your sins. I've got good news for you. Number one, you are valuable to God. You are the same value as Jesus Christ. Number two, all your sins has been paid in Jesus. And number three, you can now come boldly to God without being afraid of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't have to believe what poverty has preached to you. You know, when you look at your shoes, maybe you find holes there. Those shoes, they are telling you, you are worthless. When you look at the place where you stay, maybe the inside of your house, there's no cement there. There's no carpet there. There's just ground. And that ground is telling you, you are worthless. I want to tell you, lift up your eyes. Look at the cross of Jesus Christ. For you are worthy of the Lamb of God. Amen. Amen. You are a people of God. A precious people of God, called by God to be saints. Amen. Now the Bible says, if you hear this word, you feel the faith come in your heart that says, I am valuable. Jesus paid for my sins. When you hear this word, take the faith in, take this word, mix it with the faith in your heart, so that you can experience the salvation power of God today. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now this is what the Bible says. Whosoever believes in his heart and confess Jesus Christ as Lord, that person is saved by God. What do we need to believe? We need to believe that Jesus forgave all our sins. That he obeyed the whole law on our behalf. That through him we already became righteous. That every promise he made to make us holy and clean has already been fulfilled in Christ. Amen. If you believe that, and you can say, Jesus has saved me in the cross, that day you experience your salvation.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want us to close our eyes. I'm not going to call anybody forward. I don't want to do that. But you are here tonight. And you want to come to a place where you say, I believe.
Amen.
That's what you want to say in your heart. You want to say, your word, O God, is true in my heart. You have already forgiven me. You made me righteous by your blood. And today I say, that is done to me. I receive you as my Savior. And I want to explain what I'm saying. Jesus has already long ago received you as his child. Because he's never seen you not as his child. Even when you were lost, he said, my child is lost. Amen. But the son, the child, must realize the love of his father so that he can go back home. Amen. God loves you. God loves you. Let's close our eyes again. Every one of you that feel faith in your heart, I want you to put your hand on your heart and say these words with me. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, you paid for my sins. I confess that you made me righteous by the blood of Jesus.
That you make me righteous by the blood of Jesus.
I stand clean before you.
I come clean before you.
And I say, what happened on the cross?
What happened on the cross
is done unto me.
Is done unto me.
Jesus. Thank you for saving me.
Thank you for saving me.
Thank you that I can experience, your unconditional love.
Your unconditional love.
Today.
Today.
I want to just stay where you are.
In my upper call,
with your eyes closed.
I'm a soccer fan.
See the face of Jesus before you.
Jesus Christ.
See his face full of life. Full of love for you. See how he invites you with his eyes. How he shows with his hands that you belong to him. And how he stretches his hands out to you. And how he hugs you. Because he loves you so dearly. Now look into his eyes. And see how he tells you. You are forgiven. See the joy in his face. As you experience a new life in Christ. Today. Oh hallelujah. Oh hallelujah. Father, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. That just comes over everybody in a powerful way. You manifest in every person in such a powerful way. Convincing their spirits in their hearts of what happened upon the cross. I want to confess to you today. If you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ has been so good to you, the Bible says that that faith is accounted to you for righteousness. And I want to explain that quickly. When you believed, God said, the righteousness of Jesus, the righteousness of God, how holy God is, manifest in your life today. And you can renew your mind. Just press this wire in there. You can have a new mind. A new way of thinking. About yourself. You're not a sinner. You're not a prostitute. You're not a thief. You're not hated by God. You are loved by God. And very special to Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Now, I want to ask you, who of you believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ made you righteous by His blood? Put up your hand. Say these words. Jesus did it for me.
Jesus did it for me.
I've received it by faith.
I
I receive by faith.
I believe.
When he died.
I died.
Towards all my sins.
I believe.
When he obeyed the law.
I obeyed. Because he obeyed on my behalf. I believe. When he was resurrected. I was resurrected.
With him.
Therefore. All things have gone away. And everything is new.
And all is new.
I am a new man.
Amen.
Let's rejoice. Hallelujah. Let's clap our hands for Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I want to ask you, who of you came here with sickness in your body? Just put up your hand. You want healing from sickness, put it high. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to pray for you. You know, God has already healed you in Jesus Christ. And Christ is also now living in you. He lives in you. He's not far. He's inside. And now, when I pray for you, the healing that is already inside you in Jesus is going to manifest in your body, and the pain that you have will be healed right now by me simply praying in Jesus' name. Amen. Who of you struggle with pain? You've got pains. Just put it high. Okay.
Yes.
Do you have pain right now? You're going to be healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man, I just feel to say to you, God loves you so much. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him might be saved. For this reason, the Son of God came into this world. Not to condemn people, but to save them. God is not to condemn you. Maybe you've been condemned by people. Maybe you've been condemned in church. I don't care. God doesn't do that. He loves you. Amen. You are special to him. You believe that. You know, when you go to bed at night, it is so beautiful to God to see how you rest. When you wake up in the morning, he's so glad to hear your
voice.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, when you wake up, then God says, oh, he's awake. What a beautiful day wherein I can reveal my love to him. What a beautiful day wherein I can reveal my love for her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every day is a walk with God. You are not what you possess. You are not the clothes you wear. You are more valuable than that. No house. No car. No hotel room can ever be given to you to measure up with your value and what you are worth. Amen.
Amen.
You know, there were days in my life when I was so poor. You know, when I paid the place where I stay, then I had no more money. I didn't have money for food. I didn't have money for clothes. I had nothing. You know, in that day, it wasn't like today. I couldn't go and get something from the government to give me money. I just had nothing. But I want to tell you, that day when I was so poor, you know, my wife, when we had our first child, I didn't have enough money to give her the correct food. She had so many cravings in her body. You know, when a woman is pregnant, they start to eat a bit more. And they need to have healthy food. But I couldn't give it to her. Because I was too poor. You know, that she started to eat candles. She had cravings in her body. Because we would eat only eggs and bread. That's all we had. And only potatoes. That's all we had. Then she got cravings. She started to eat candles, man. When the power went out, I couldn't even light a candle. But I want to tell you, when I was so poor, when I had nothing, when I didn't have a stage like this, when I didn't have the sound system, when I didn't have a car to drive here, I had the same worth to God as what I have today. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, the jacket I wear, the vehicle I have, the good food I eat, that is not making me worth more to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to tell you, I just feel it in my heart. Never let poverty preach to you. Poverty is not your preacher. Your preacher today is the living Christ that has got found value in you. That's says you are precious to Him, that sees you with beauty, that's got hope when He sees you, that says, this is my son, this is my that I love dearly. Amen. And when God sees His children are sick, He says, I want to heal them.
Amen.
There's nothing you can do to qualify you to be healed today. Jesus has qualified you. He was holy enough so that you can be healed by what He's done for you.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. When Robert Mugabe, the way he was governing Zimbabwe and his leadership, it influenced the whole nation. One man influenced the whole nation. I'm not speaking politics. I want to show you something else. One man can make a decision on behalf of many. Amen. You know, if our government today decides something, they decided for all of us, isn't it? Now, if Robert Mugabe can make a choice for a whole nation, why can Jesus Christ not make a choice for you? Hallelujah! And Jesus Christ chose to obey the Father. He chose to take your sickness upon Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 That was His choice. There's nothing you can do about it. He took your sickness. He delivered you from sickness. You cannot change it. You can do nothing about it. All that you can do is to say, I believe it. And when you say, I believe it, what you believe happens to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everybody that is sick here, put your hand on your heart. I want you to pray these words with me. After you prayed, I'm going to pray, and you're going to be healed of whatever sickness you have. Hallelujah! If you are watching by the internet, if you've got any sickness in your body, put your hand where your sickness is, or on your heart. You follow this prayer, and then I'm going to pray for you, and you will be healed from whatever sickness you have.
Amen.
Pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I have been healed 2,000 years ago. Today, it will manifest in my body. I believe that whatsoever I say, I have received in Christ. Therefore, I have it now. Sickness, you leave me. For I am healed by Christ. Oh, hallelujah. I am experiencing the Holy Spirit manifesting healing in the lives of people. In the mighty name of Jesus, I come right now and I stretch forth my hand to people. And I can speak and say, be healed now in Jesus' name. You have been healed, now be healed. I bring healing to sugar diabetes. I bring healing to bad blood circulation. There are people being healed right now also from HIV AIDS. In Jesus' mighty name. There's somebody here with a back problem. You've had it for many years. You limp towards the one side because your one leg is numb. You're being healed now in Jesus' name. That manifests. He has healed you. It manifests now. Every pain, all pain, be healed now in Jesus' name. All deafness is being healed now in Jesus' name. All pain in the joints are healed now in Jesus' name. All back problems are healed. And whatsoever sickness you have, even if I have not mentioned it, I see the Lord showing me even somebody's children at home are being healed now. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Okay, I want you to move your bodies. Just feel if you feel better. If you're feeling pain is leaving you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you. Amen.
Amen.
Who of you are feeling healed? You're feeling better. Put up your hand. Put it high. High. People, let's clap our hands for what Jesus Christ has done. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now tomorrow night, we're going to have testimonies. So you go home today, you feel as if you are healed, you go and test your body, and tomorrow, we will have a place here where you come to the stage and you tell the people what has happened to you. Amen.
Amen.
Do you want to do that? Hallelujah.
Amen.